Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Well, Sozzlecopter, that's about to change. So all was going well. We were minding our business. Mm-hmm. I was going to be back at work. And then producer Zama's like, have you seen this tweet?
Mm.
So it was shared by @Caroline on Twitter. She shared a picture of a woman dressed in a traditional blanket and duk, seated on a mat. And the caption reads, this is very important because the caption is what is stressing everybody out, right? You can buy every outfit you like, but this one, you earn it.
Sure.
I'll repeat that for the people at the back one more time.
Yes, please.
You can buy every outfit you like, but this one, you earn it. If you want to see the picture, you want to see the tweet, you want to see the screen grab, the receipts, if you will, you can go to ecr.co.za and click on Stacey and Jay Spoon.
I saw the picture, and in many African cultures, this picture and the attire that the lady is wearing in the picture symbolizes the end of the Lobola negotiations, which means that in a traditional sense, she is formally married.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many Twitter users took offense to the suggestion that was made by Caroline that a woman had to be, in inverted commas, she has to earn that dress.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Earn marriage, specifically.
Then, we would like to give you an opportunity to sound off. You are allowed to be outraged, but you are also allowed to agree with Caroline. But please elaborate if you decide to do so.
So just to clarify,
mm-hmm.
do women have to earn marriage? Do women have to, quote unquote, earn marriage?
We've got a voice note here quickly coming from Vaynant.
Hi guys.
Hey.
You know what? I don't think a woman should earn, per se, earn the right to be married or earn marriage. But if a woman expects a man to ask her to marry him, I don't know. It's not going to be a given. Marriage is not a given if a man doesn't want to. If you guys get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get exactly what he's saying. On the line we have Stacey Jane. Stacey Jane, welcome. How are you, babe?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
So good. Now, Miss yes. Stacey Jane, sounds like you solve mysteries in your spare time. Can you solve the mystery of this tweet from @Caroline? I mean, do women have to earn marriage?
Look, I don't think women have to earn marriage, especially in the Zulu culture. I think they have to earn their place within the family. So earning your place to cook and to clean, that is gone 17th century by. But to earn a place within his family is an honor, you know, and that's my take from the picture anyway.
Okay, so Stacey Jane, when you saw it, you didn't immediately get outraged. You weren't like, ah!
Look, I must admit I was a little bit upset, but I didn't think that she meant it that way. If she did, then that's on her. But my take from that whole thing is it's beautiful. Marriage is a beautiful thing, and you need to respect each other. And I think being accepted into your husband's family, like I said, is an honor all on its own. And it is. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Thank you, Miss Stacey Jane. Thank you so much. Have a nice night. So something that Stacey Jane said there was, maybe she didn't mean it like that.
Mm.
So producer Zama, because apparently she owns the whole of the internet, got hold of @Caroline, who posted that picture.
Mm.
She did mean it.
She did mean it, she's not changing her mind.
She said what she said. She meant it that way. And it's her Twitter. Mm. So she's allowed to say what she wants to say. But this conversation will obviously continue. We got to take a minor moment here to play some Carine Bailey Ray. But does a woman have to earn a marriage? Okay, may I?
You may.
All right, so when I saw this post, I was not outraged because no lies are detected. It's kind of a combo of what Vaynant said in his voice note and what we as society know to be true. If I, as a woman, am waiting to be proposed to,
yes,
then clearly I am doing the things for that to be the end result. So
yes.
I am a good partner. I am a good mother. I am a good listener.
Input
I am your
for
best
output,
friend.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because that is the end goal.
Yeah.
I think the problem here is not about whether or not women must earn their right to be married or whatever. It's if we maybe normalize the idea of women proposing to men, and I know that they do, but
you
I'm
reckon,
saying
okay.
if we were like, we got on board with that,
yeah.
then men would also have to earn the right to be married. Because if it's up to the man all by himself
yeah.
to be like, oh yes, no, you, mm. you're the one, then go out, get a second bond on the house, okay, or buy a cow, get you a ring, and then go, okay, cool, I choose you, like you're
yeah.
some kind of Pokemon, then you do have to wait for him to do that.
Yeah.
You do.
I agree with you as well, Stacey. For me, I look at this whole idea of earning marriage similar to a promotion at work. If you are seeking promotion at work, you need to acquire the skills. You need to be in the right mindset. You need to assume the responsibilities from an emotional, from an economic, from a social perspective, all the different categories in order for you to...
No. Now,
yeah,
right.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right. I think the reason why this was so like cringe to so many women in particular was because as the man then, based on this particular picture,
what
this woman
your,
in the picture.
Yeah.
No. So the man gets to decide that you have not hit that target.
Mm.
You have ticked all
yeah.
the boxes. You have met your KPIs. But if you are in that kind of situation where you are waiting for him to make those decisions,
that's,
then who is
sense.
The one to judge it?
Yeah.
Who is the one to judge it?
KZN, we're continuing the conversation. What are your thoughts? Do women have to earn marriage? What's your opinion? Please elaborate. 061-792-9495.
We were having this conversation off air. I mean, as we normally do. We've been having this conversation all day is what it feels like. But if you're in a relationship with somebody for a year, 2 years, 10 years, whatever, married, not married, fiancé, whatever, every day you wake up, you choose each other.
Mm.
The implication of I have earned my right to be a wife. That is Caroline's perspective, and I respect that that is
yeah.
her perspective. But we choose to be with each other every day.
Yeah.
We have to work at those relationships every day. And I don't think it's a power imbalance. I just think it's that, like, it's half and half.
Yeah. Just to extend on that, Stacey, a lot of people are, like, then asking the question of, is being married an achievement? And if you are not married, is that a failure? My thoughts are, it all depends on you. Like, if for you marriage is an achievement, then celebrate it. But if you don't believe so, let's not hate on people who think it is an achievement, because it's very relative.
It is relative, and I think also it's just, it comes down to the way that we've just been socialized.
Yeah.
So you're well done, you know what I mean? You go to university, you have a degree, you get married, you buy a house, blah, 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 you know, like all that kind of stuff, and then you get married and everything ends with a nice little bow and a child and a dog.
Yeah.
So it isn't like that for everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
We did get a voice note just to wrap things up.
Hi, Stacey and Jace Booth. Thanks for a lovely show once again. And Stacey, we missed you yesterday.
Thank you.
However, let's move on.
Oh.
I don't think a woman have to earn anything in life. Besides, why the woman is the one who have to earn in marriage, while the man, what does he do? Just walk in, and if he doesn't feel like it anymore after 2 or 3 months, you just walk out?
She said what she
I'm
said.
I'm sorry. We're living in a world where everything is equal. And if any man expect me to earn a marriage, he can take his ring and shove it where the sun does not shine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I heard, was that a fact, Buckley? Was that a
mic drop?
Oh my gosh, another one, another penny just dropped.
Stacey and Jay Spoon.